Hi, fellow friends, and welcome to a new series, season, whatever, of Full Bloom Season 2. It is a mess. It's not good. The judges still have no clue what they're talking about. They have no experience at what we're actually doing here. And so we're going to get into it. I have opinions. Matt has opinions. But my name's Garrett, for those that don't know. And I'm an international competitor that does international competitors. Who are you?
My name is Matthew. I am here as well as an international competitor and freelance designer. We have the privilege of traveling all across the country to do large-scale, big installations for the most fabulous weddings. And we know what we're talking about. So get ready to hear it.
So we are going to get into Season 2, Episode 1. It's called Blind Bouquets. These are our opinions. These are our thoughts as people that are international competitors. We judge. We literally do this for a living. So first episode is kind of weird. We have like a signature arrangement. None of the judges know who did them. And then they go through and review them. I know that they got to pick their containers and stuff for this. This is a signature they brought the containers for. I think that this is a very good showing of what the whole season is going to be like. We are sitting on our love sack in our pajamas because this is boring and it's a yawn. The whole entire season has a fascinating collection of people that are charming personalities. However, they only have limited skill sets. Some of them have no design experience, which is fine. But when you're looking for the top designer,
I'm about to spill some tea.
Matt's got opinion. So here she is.
I'm about to spill some tea, y'all. I know so many designers from across the country that applied to be on this season. I know many designers who got through the application process, the interview process. It was a multi-stage interview process. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the callbacks for this was the week of Valentine's Day, which, excuse me, HBO and Mystic Art Pictures, the nerve of asking florists to take all of this time during Valentine's Day week is crazy to me. But I know that there's some really amazing designers who do really great things mm-hmm. that got really far and then were completely ghosted by the producers of this show. And I feel like it's such a level of disrespect to real talent. And we see what was left over. And that's not a slight on everyone here who's competing on this, because there are some talented designers. However, this show could have been amazing. There could have been some really epic things that are done. Instead, we're watching people who haven't done things to this scale struggle with it.
Yeah.
Which, great if that's the competition. I'd rather watch people at the height of the industry slay the game instead of watching people struggle through it. So when it comes to it, I have opinions, and I'm going to be pretty harsh this season, a lot harsher than I was the first season, because honestly, I thought the talent pool in the first season was more advanced. Not to say better, because I'm not trying to knock anyone here. It was more advanced. Mm-hmm. So here.
So episode one, we will put the designs up behind us as they go by. We may not really talk about the judges' critiques because they have no clue what they're talking about. Maurice and Elizabeth especially have no experience in the designs that we're doing or we're seeing. They have no experience in proper mechanics, maybe some color harmony, but they aren't experienced enough for this. So understand, we're probably not going to get into the judges unless it is some nonsense, because they speak
also
nonsense.
The only one of those judges who's ever done anything on terms of actual floral competition is Simon Lysette.
Yeah.
So
let's get into the designs. Our first thing, like I said, first thing, is the lineup of signature arrangements. The judges don't know who did it, so the judges are literally not judging them, they're picking their favorites. In some of these were not the containers that they brought, I am pretty sure. And so the judges go through, they literally go down the row. All of them look the same except for maybe two, because the container's different. I think they're boring. They're all Instagram, they're all massy. Anybody that knows I don't care for Instagram arrangements, because not because they're not beautiful, it's because everyone's doing it and it shows how much skill it doesn't take.
Where is the technique? Mm-hmm. Where's the skill? Where's the something special that sets it apart?
Yeah.
And to start it off, they're also giving these contestants their little interview moments, and we're finding out more about them. And I'm sorry, when you are on a professional floral competition on the platform that HBO has, if you're out here saying, for my day job, I do this.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. This is a day job. This is how people make their living. And it's insulting not only to have someone on the on this level of platform mm-hmm. to be like, for my day job, I do something else. I play with flowers. But it gives credence to the idea that undermines our industry, that anyone can do their own wedding flowers, that anyone can do this. Yes, anyone can do it. But it takes skill and art form to know how to make things last, to know how to make things that are well composed, and to do things that follow the principles and elements of design. And I am not here for these weekend warriors because they want to go work in accounting or whatever investments, and then they want to play
and
with
then
flowers.
This is fun. This is just a fun thing.
This is a profession, ma'am.
So let's get into the first design, because that's exactly who brought this up. I think her name's Kiara.
Her name's Kiara.
She did center blocks. As you can see, we're pulling it up behind us or in front of us. It is a mess. There's no color harmony. There is only depth, and it's not intentional depth. It's because it's just piled on things.
And then she's got these cheap-ass butterflies up in there.
It's the odd connection of, I'm using things that I think are pretty and I've never gotten to work with, but we have dead poppies in here. We have
tortured roses.
A fascinating collection of things that could be beautiful. The cinder blocks are not done in a creative way. And we find out the judges love this design only because of the cinder blocks, basically. It's not because it's good design. It's because it's one of the few designs that takes the container to a different place. I would have taken the cinder blocks, broken them up, and made the cracks filled with it dripping out.
Or even if you want to use the cinder blocks intact like this, yeah. Let's see some, like there's these great square holes in the center of them. They're all covered up. Let's see some dynamic movement throughout mm-hmm. those holes. Let's see something that's interesting instead of two round mounds. It looks like two round mounds of stupid shit coming out of baby's breath.
Yeah. That's it. Miss Kiara, she's whatever.
She's a prune.
I'm going to prune it. It's just a mass design. She is the one that is our weekend warrior that's just like here, bubbly. Bubbly personality.
Great personality.
No
Maybe
respect
I'd love to go have a cocktail
flowers,
for yeah. with her. But here, you know, I'm not here to do flowers with
I
you. No, sis. I need a professional.
Respect the flowers. Respect the process. And if you are supposed to be the best, show me the best. And so this starts off with the exact opposite and exactly what we are saying.
And what a way to set a tone for the rest of this series mm-hmm. to make actual floral artists, people who actually make their living off of this yeah. industry, to piss them off. So well done, HBO. You started it off strong.
So the judges go through and they do comment on like the poppies, the butterflies. Oh God. Next up is Lufty. And there's people that have a personality that just is a social climber and just needs attention, but not in a good way. Like, they're very nice to you, but it's very much like what's hidden behind your plastic smile. That's what I get from Lufty. And it could be that's not the case. However, this is his design. The judges do not know it's his design. It's fine. Again, there's no intentional depth. There's no good color harmony to me. The color harmony is there, but yeah. not because it's intentional. There's not intentional
Here's
design
Here's what I'm going
to
say. There's nothing fascinating or interesting about this. It's got some fun elements to it. There is no, I can tell right off the bat that there is no actual training in floristry in that design. It's just like they put things that are kind of cool looking together mm-hmm. in a vase and kind of tried to make it look neat. But there's nothing that actual follows what floral design could be or should be. It's just something that looks cool for a photo.
Yeah. All right. We are slowly making our way through everyone. The next one we have is Antonio. And Antonio is like the dad. He is like, that's what he is. Container, cool. I'm going to only...
Lufty was a prune.
I said prune. Yes, I give Lufty a prune. Like, it's not a good design. It's
it's a prune.
It's whatever.
It's meh.
It's a bouquet dropped into a vase. Great. Next we have Antonio. He is from Austin. We are in Austin, Texas right now. I am going to soft bloom this design. I think The Container, he hit the assignment. This is something that is him. He has a book, all of it's very macabre. He likes to do things within bones and stuff. The design is mass. It's what it is. But it's very nice textures. I like the textures of it.
I will also give it a soft bloom. There's things that I like. I love his container. But you know, like he's got a bunch of uncracked poppies. It's the way that those orchids are sitting in there for me. I'm not crazy about. It could be done better, but I still think that it is done well.
Yeah.
And it gives me something interesting. I love the combination of like the berries and the it's a great textural combination, and I love texture. I'm a big texture person. So.
I also like that we finally have movement. It looks like, I don't think it's supposed to be throwing up flowers,
but it looks like
it is throwing up flowers. And if I can make a story and I can see a story, I'm doing better.
I'd love to see some blooms in those eye holes, honestly. Yeah. Like something up there instead of just green space.
Just foliage, yeah. All right, let's go to our next one. So our next one is Jenny. The thing about Jenny is, Jenny has been on TV before. She was on The Arrangement. As you all know, we were reviewing, we were doing floor observations. That show is sexist. She is talentless.
We stopped doing observations for that because it was basically like, why are we giving this the attention it deserves? Yeah, like, it doesn't deserve. We love you, Derek Woodruff, but that's about it from that show that we love.
So Jenny is a little bit like Kookie Bookie. She thinks flowers speak to her. She really designs with flowers that speak to her. That being said, this is an ugly arrangement, and she is an extreme prune.
If this is what speaks to her, girl.
This is her signature design.
Go get some help for the voices in your head, because this ain't it.
And I mean it in the meanest way. This is a blob of flowers. Just no rhyme or reason. We have Gerbers literally sitting on top of Juliet Roses. Again, we have unopened poppies, but not intentionally.
Also, those gerbs are torture. Everything is tortured in this arrangement. Everything is
There's
tortured.
No
those ranunculus is tortured.
Yeah. So I'm going to prune this. Obviously, there's no shape. We actually have no depth, even though it's stuff piled on top of each other. The container could have been cool. You literally started with a head that could have been hair, could have been really cool tendrils, could have been anything. And you stuck a blob of flowers on it. So for me, she's a prune.
Prune.
All right, next up, it's somebody I want to be my favorite. I don't know if she's gonna be my favorite, but that is Sarah or Sara. I've heard her name said multiple ways now by the judges. And she's beautiful. I will give that
she
is lovely.
Absolute queen.
We're trying to get to her design. So we have it live playing in front of us. And it's just very fake smiles, fake laughs to jump between stuff. There we go. We'll have to get through Jenny's. But then we move on to Sara's. Which is fine. It's
lovely.
It's fine.
It's delicate. It's soft.
To me, it is more Reflex Roses. This show needs to chill it with the Reflex. We're going to say it again. Because they need to chill with the Reflex. It's just too much. They're selling
just
people, you have to reflex your orchids, you have to reflex your roses. If it can reflex, it can reflex. The problem is, they're not telling you, only some roses beautifully reflex. Not all roses, because of the petal shape, will reflex. They will crack, or they'll get really gross lines. The thing about Sara's is, it's fine.
Exactly. It's fine. It's lovely.
Harmony.
There's a beautiful color harmony. It's got that
harmony.
It's got that blush and peach and like the brownie tulips in there.
So bringing the brownie was really smart.
It was really smart because it definitely brings that nice soft and natural vibe to it. I mean, and just like, I'm sorry,
she's,
queen. She is
she's
gorgeous.
A very stunning
she
human.
Is. But yeah, it's just fine. It's a bloom.
It's a safe.
It's not even a soft bloom. Like, it's a bloom. It's a lovely arrangement.
For me, it's a safe, soft bloom. It's fine.
There's nothing that's... Here's my tea. There are not a single arrangement in this entire lineup that's, like, a hard bloom for me. So I'm going to go ahead and say, like, this will be a bloom because it's not one of the worst.
I'm going to give her a soft bloom because there's no good shape or form. There's no good movement. As you can see, like, it's just a weird... bottom part of like
the bottom
hair.
Part is a little weird too.
It's a very odd shape in a boring container.
She's
you
kind of
to do
sitting
a signature.
On top of that vessel.
It's
yeah.
bad. So like That's all they show us. In full bloom fashion, we got 10 people and we maybe saw 5
designs. Yeah, that's right. I didn't think about that. That's nonsense.
But then they award Lufty one of the top 3 spots. And it's like, do you have eyeballs?
I mean, it's Maurice and Elizabeth who don't have design aesthetic except for lumps of flowers. So I'm sorry, 2 balls of baby's breath won the top
Kiara
prize.
Kiara is our winner. She's the one that also said she does this for fun. She'd like to be able to do this for fun.
Just gross.
And
I'm
it's
sorry.
An embarrassing arrangement. But this is something Maurice would make, which for those that know me, I have no problem with Maurice. I have a problem with how he designs, and people think that that is floral design. It's bad mechanics. It is bad P&E.
That's the deal. I bet Elizabeth and Maurice are absolutely lovely people. Mm. I love their style. I love their aesthetic. And honestly, I love their vibes. When it comes to floral design, no,
yeah.
Not it.
Yeah. Not a fan. We do have a really good cast of people, though.
Yeah.
We're about to get into the main group season or challenge. They changed up the format so that they do a group challenge. This is a little bit different because it's the first episode. But they start with a group challenge. And then the losing team is who does an elimination individual.
Which is the way it should have been in season 1 because it makes so much more sense.
So we are getting into the first group challenge. And it is life-size chessboard. I know about this challenge. I made it far in HBO Max's process. And so I got to see a lot of what's behind these challenges. But I like the representation in these groups. We have a woman that is got beautiful head wraps on. We have a lesbian. We have Asian representation. We have African-American representation. We have Lufty. Their stories tie into it, but it's not.
I like how you went through everything and then we're just like, we have Lufty.
It's part of his storyline, but the problem is we got so much of it beaten over our heads. I couldn't handle it. And so we have one team that went very obvious, and it was capes, and it is very this is what royal chess pieces look, and then some kind of nonsense. And I don't think you agree, but we'll see. They, I don't remember.
I don't like either team. I don't think either team did very well, honestly.
No.
Because, and that's what frustrates me, is because it's a bunch of people who don't normally do this type of work.
Yeah. And so we do see that it is windy.
We see this, but we just see struggle. It's like a struggle bus competition.
To just cover up mess.
Which just, it bothers me so much because we could be seeing such beautiful works of art on this show with the products that they get, with the challenges that they have. HBO really did step it up with the challenges this season. I feel like they're so much better, so much more dynamic and interesting.
Yeah.
But we're watching people who don't know how to do these installs do them. And it just bothers me. I'd rather see a professional competition than amateurs.
So as we get into the first team challenge, like I said, it's chess pieces. They could literally do whatever they wanted as the team captains. Team captains are Kiara and Lufty. That was the purpose of the whole thing. So
it's all gross. I'm sorry.
Let's go with Team Lufty's. He went with his heritage, and it's very Mayan, very disjointed to me.
Yes.
There is a beautiful way to do Mayan culture or South American culture very easily. And I could be completely wrong, but that is where this goes, is very Mayan.
Well, the judges kept saying Mayan too. Yeah. But once again, just like season 1 and just like our observations on the big flower fight from Netflix, moss is not a floral. And 90% of all of these designs is moss. I'm sorry. I'm so sick of it. I'm so bored. It saves time.
I don't mind moss when it is used intentionally. And you're not just covering a whole form. So Lufty's team, it took them the whole time, basically, just to cover these forms in moss. As you can see in the pictures, the pawns are useless. The pawns, I think, have succulents, chunks of baby's breath, and then some other plants. Their plants are literally picked for them. They literally, their color harmony is picked for them. You have so much opulent product, it is not hard for a pre-made form to be completely stuffed and covered.
And then on the queen or the, yeah, I think that's, on the king.
Yeah.
They've got this crown up on it, and it's not even, it's with pampas grass, and they couldn't even do it even. They couldn't even do the radials in an even way, and it's so haphazard, and it's just, I'm sorry, it's a mess. It's the whole thing. Prune.
Yeah, it's a prune for me. Their team worked really weird. But also this season, as you can see from us sitting on the sack and our comfortableness, there is no rush. There is such a lackadaisical, I'm just having fun. I'm just doing whatever. And competitions do not have to be high stress. But you should be pushing yourself to be doing the very best you can.
Let's see some hustle.
I want to see the that's best what, representation.
I think that's another thing that bothers me so much about this group that they have competing, especially within this first challenge. We see Luffy as team leader. He spends almost, you know, like an hour or something talking to the team about what they could be doing options instead of just greening up some things with something other than moss that is brown. It's not even green moss. Yeah.
It's also windy, and with the elements, as competitors, we understand what it takes technically to be in the elements. When we compete in European countries, we're competing in alleyways, in chunks of forest. We literally, even, as we're filming right now, we leave tomorrow to go to a land art competition, and we don't know what the conditions are going to be other than it's going to rain.
Well, even when we're working professionally and we do installations, a couple of weeks ago, I had an installation on the side of a mountain, and we were in like 35-mile-per-hour winds. Well, my mechanics had to change up a little bit from what I normally would do because we had to make sure it wasn't going to go anywhere. And guess what? 3 hours later on the side of the mountain, not a single stem had moved.
With the moss that they use, it's going to dry out if it's already wet and fresh, and it will blow away. If it's wet and fresh and it's not bound in a way that's going to end up making it look even uglier, it's still going to dry up and lose chunks. So we move on to Team Kiara with more moss. However, more
covered in a better way.
Design. We have...
She at least did these like grapevine spirals up the ponds that were also just moss. But like there was something better.
The bishops have capes. Like there's...
Which I liked,
yeah. You can tell which is supposed to be which. A little bit more.
The one thing I... You know, and the judges kept calling her team out on it is that they kept... putting on so much mass on the frames, which at least it's not moss.
Yeah.
But again, it's so much mass that they began to lose the shape of their figures. I was going to call them statues.
But like, to me, when you look at one, it's disjointed. One looks like a chess set, even if it's mass. And they used flowers in a floral design competition.
Yes.
This is flowers. This is not... come and make some topiary. This is, topiary can be in greenhouse forestry, but I want to see floral design. I want to see technical skill. I want to see color skill.
And honestly, for the ponds, what I really love about Kiara's team, the bases are gorgeous on the palms. They did this really, the ponds, they did this really natural, like they are in the field. They are the like kind of the peasant storyline with, because they actually did the royalty thing. But what does Maurice calls him out here, and something I don't agree with him frequently, but something I do call him out on, is the amount of product that both teams left sitting there.
He only calls out the team that actually used more floral product than the other, though.
Yeah, but both teams could have,
to call out the team that actually has floral on the bottom of their ponds.
Well, I think what he was calling out on them is that this team, Kiara's team, they said that they were done with still like 20 minutes, and that's why he was calling them out. You're done and you have all this product. The other team still had a bunch of product, but they were struggling till the last minute, but that was also because they didn't do anything for a fucking hour.
Maurice doesn't know how to edit for his life.
Right.
And so he just wants to see mass. He doesn't care about the shape. He doesn't care if there's depth.
He just wants to see shit on top of shit on top of shit.
He wants it piled on. And that's
probably going to get an adult warning on this podcast because I'm being a spicy boy.
That's fine. We are an adult channel. You can't handle language. Here's the door. Get off our sack. Leave.
There's a door that way or a door that way. Bye.
And so the winner of this challenge is wild to me because it's Team Lufty, isn't it? I don't even know who the winner is.
No, it's whatever team. No, it's not. It's the blue team won.
Okay.
Because.
I don't know who won. We're watching it live while we talk to you because I black out during some of this because
I'm trying to remember who goes home first.
I know who goes home first.
Isn't it Maurice's outfit?
Look at this design moving. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. A breeze makes it wobble. No, ma'am.
I don't remember who wins. I thought that it's Kiara's team. We're going to have to... Oh, another thing about Lufty's team. You can see through a bunch of the frames. They left them transparent, which could be done well, but he doesn't do it well.
Design.
Simon says it feels like chaos. And guess what, Simon? I agree.
One of the few judges I agree with. I don't agree with Simon 100%, but usually.
I will also say, I'm sorry, the level of disrespect towards Simon Lysette that has been exhibited this season, I feel like is far too high. All of these, we'll get into it in later episodes, but like just with Maurice comes at him wrong and it's like, Maurice, you don't even know what you're talking about. So yeah.
You've never made a chess set. You've never done this in a timed manner or any kind of sculptural actual design. Sculptural design is hard. To make it look like an actual already existing thing is so difficult. And again, how do you have the experience to judge something you have no, you'll never do. You'll have no experience doing.
That's what I think bothers me the most is that two of the judges have no experience in any form of competitive design, yeah. Yet they're judging a design competition.
It's fine that they've never competed to me, but they will never do these designs. They don't know how these designs are done.
So yeah, red team did win.
Lufty's trash bin designs won. Sorry to your whole team, but baby, you're designers and that's what you made.
It was garbage. I do remember who goes home this one. I kind of forgot about it.
Also, I really love that you can see, while I say I like the diversity, ooh, there's something fuzzy flowing past me. There is a very distinct, you can pinpoint.
There's a one of each, like, archetype of people.
The archetypes of reality TV.
Well, and I can say from going through the casting process, that's like something that they try to pigeonhole everyone into.
Yeah.
I had to come up with, like, what is my archetype? I'm going to go ahead and spill all the tea because I'm not going to audition for the show again. No, ma'am, not after this mess of a season. I don't want my name on anything like this. So the archetype that they try to peg you in. I'm sorry, I said nonsense. I am myself, and that is the archetype.
But, like, also the archetypes are sad. Like, you're a big buff man that's gay. That's it. You don't have to have any other personality. Jimmy,
you're the all I can.
Yeah, Jimmy's sweet. He's nice, but you can look at Jimmy and, like, first of all, have we met Jimmy in the whole entire first episode?
Nope. Not until right now.
But for the elimination challenge, they have a lot of boxes with the judges' names on it. It's their keepsakes or things from their home, and you have to incorporate them into your design. And so, like, as we open up the boxes, Simon's is going to be, like, really beautifully edited, things that are nice. He's got nice things. Then you've got Maurice, who is just, like, stereotypical gay. Here's some heels and a wig, and it's sad. Then you have Elizabeth, who kind of has cool stuff.
Elizabeth's
and then
boxes
not.
Are kind of cool. I'm yeah, not like, the thing like, is, her, she Elizabeth's has nice shop style. Is so cool. Elizabeth's shop, and I'm not talking about the floral side of it, because y'all know my opinions. But Elizabeth's shop, the like what she curates to sell in her shop is cool. She's got beautiful jewelry, really cool like clothes and stuff, and then really great oddities and things like that. And that is what is represented within her boxes. So I'm here for her boxes too.
I don't want anything to do with her box, but I like the things that she brought with her. But so each person is picking a box. Of course, you don't know what's in it. Eventually we get to, some people got heels. Some people got like armadillo shells, which is kind of cool.
That was on Elizabeth's, one of Elizabeth's.
Yeah, boxes. Like there's some cool things. We literally see Simon's glasses, which like, I'm a competitor. If you're playing in front of me and you tell me I can do whatever I want, I'm going to mess your shit up. I'm going to break things. I'm going to like deconstruct and reconstruct things. You give me a stopwatch, I'm using the gears and stuff. Baby, good luck if you give me your things. We get introduced to like Melissa and Rachel in this elimination. And they are everything.
Love them both.
I don't love everybody on here.
No.
We're not all going to be friends. Understand that. I don't follow hardly anybody in this season except for two or three. And they're awesome. Look at Miss Sarah. She looks stunting.
Queen. Like literally every single shot, she's out here looking like a
Do
queen.
You remember when I wore fur coats every day of my holiday freelancing to prove you can wear nice things in a flower shop and not get gross and not be disgusting? I did like upwards of 50 or 60 wreaths for a client, fully glued, all kinds of nonsense, in a fur coat and didn't ruin it, in nice pants and shoes. And so like what we're seeing now, they're opening up these boxes. Like, how dare you put in a nasty weave? Put a good head of hair in there. However, I wouldn't mind that box. I'd be braiding that hair and doing a really awesome base structure and doing, like, an armature out of these things.
The fact that she didn't go home over this. So Miss Kiara got one of Elizabeth's boxes, and she gets the armadillo shell, and she gets
The bubblegum tulips.
The bubblegum tulips, and then some like butterflies, some pressed butterflies and stuff. She takes a piece of Oasis brick and literally just sticks it in the middle of this armadillo thing. Does not secure it. Does not do anything.
Nope.
There is no way to add an extra reservoir of water in there, ma'am.
We also see who has competed or like done these kinds of challenges or not. I love Miss Rachel. Rachel, we love you, baby. I hope you're watching and you're not mad at us. However, you can see the trap of too many things.
Yes.
These boxes were filled on purpose, and we see this as competitors. They will put something in front of you that is the trap. If you can use it because you are a very high skill, great. But
otherwise, it is meant to throw you off.
Where's your depth? Where's your line? It takes your design and makes you purposely struggle with it. People like us, we're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to mess with it. I'm going to toss it right out knowing it's a trap.
Or I'm going to deconstruct it.
Yeah. Where we can see Rachel, she's trying to make the horn work. She's trying to make the container stuff. And she ends up getting it to work. We see Melissa painting this bucket, but then in the end...
It didn't need to be painted.
No, we didn't even see the bucket. We also, Miss Melissa out here, being like us, full on Oasis glues blooms to Simon's glasses. Does not cello wrap them. Does not put like KT tape or anything to protect them.
I'm fucking up your glasses. Yes,
you're going to give these to me. Like, she wears great glasses. So we know she's got respect for glasses. But she was like, I'm going to win, baby. I'm going to do everything. I appreciate what she ends up doing. However.
There was some editing that needed to happen to it. The front was adorable. The sides, not so much.
Yeah, she just needed that hyper nicely focused lens with the beautiful texture of the wax flower.
I would love to see the sides, like the arms of the glasses. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of what
I want tight foliage.
Exactly. I was going to say real just tight, wrapped foliage. Yeah. Just wrapped in green, have the beautiful florals on the front, and then just like mm-hmm. green edited foliage. Something very tight. You can still tell that it is a botanical product.
Yeah.
But I don't need to see all this floof and flotsam and jetsam.
Yeah. One thing that I did have an issue with is she's out here pulling. She got her like big blue bin. She got very garden stuff in this box. But then she pulls, because you can pull from the garden, from the shop in the back. She pulls containers that to me are not within the same Victorian garden. She has beautiful gold containers. She has beautiful things, but they're not the same as the pail or the Agreed. Things that he gave her Agreed. In that box.
Well, and that's Simon's aesthetic, and you're supposed to. The part of the challenge is you're supposed to blend your aesthetic with like whatever box you yeah. get. And so maybe that's her more attempt. But at the same time, she's the one who does all the desert elopements, and I don't necessarily get desert vibes from those things.
Yeah, there's not a merging of the styles.
Yeah.
I would
love to have seen her incorporate, and what I think can be really well done, and something that I've been playing a lot with recently, is using these kind of English garden vibes, but yeah. incorporating some dried products and things like that, because I know yeah. that they have those available to them as well.
And she works with dries a lot, being that
being
she's
the desert.
She's in the middle of the
That's
desert.
What I'm saying. I would have loved to have seen that, because I think that would have been a successful merge of like her style and Simon's.
Because like this pocket watch, she literally has one of his vests, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Like
or a blazer.
Yeah, like, but it is a beautiful tweedy brown. She has the pocket watch. Oh. Rachel got a really good one. Like, there's people that got really good boxes. Like, all of them are fine. We could make any of them work, but some of them...
I would not like either one of Maurice's boxes. I'm
no,
not gonna lie.
He didn't take it seriously, it seemed
like. Just
because,
also, Maurice is with... I love what Maurice wears, like, 70% of the time. I really yeah. like what he wears. But Maurice, he and I have a difference in taste levels.
Yes.
And sometimes I think he just goes way too gaudy with things.
Yeah.
And those boxes were gaudy. They were just gaudy.
He tried to make it fun and to the detriment of the competitors and to the detriment of the show of seeing gorgeous, high quality, nice things.
Yes.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm looking at Simon's glasses and a pocket watch out of one box.
And a glittery heel in another.
And then we see a beautiful shell with the preserved butterflies and stuff.
And he literally calls it, Maurice describing his box, a tacky shoe.
Why?
Why you put a tacky shoe in here?
Yeah, I'm not here for it. Also, they have too much time. They're
2 hours on these. 2 hours on these. Talk about a foil. There's no foil, though, also.
Yeah.
And every one of these designers falls for it.
There's the thing that they will sit there and hound you for not designing to the last second. And as a competitor, we know to have our hands moving. We know to be like cleaning or organizing so like the judges think that we're still doing stuff.
But if you had you got 2 hours, let me see some technique.
Let me see weave. Let me see braids. Let me see really gorgeous movement and line or painted things that have really gorgeous color and then patterns. Like there's so many techniques that you can do in minutes. And if you're going to be on this show, you had plenty of time to practice those techniques. If you're going to be on a competition show, even if you do the same technique every time, we saw Kristen. Kristen's out here painting. She's being successful.
That's it. That's, and I think what bothers me so much about this season is there's a lacking of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't necessarily enjoy all of the designs that happened last year.
Yeah.
But the creativity in that pool,
we're lacking like an Adam and a Kristen in this.
Adam, Kristen, Connor, baby,
mm-hmm.
Ace and Beth, who were, you know, professional, like tried and true professionals
yeah.
in the industry. This skill is not there. And like, oh, what is his I can't remember his name right now because they haven't, he was on the winning team and they haven't gone in depth in him.
Is it Ron? Is it Antonio? Is it
Lufty? No, it's Ron.
Ron.
It's Ron.
Okay.
Mr. Ron, you can tell Mr. Ron is an experienced floral designer. Mr. Ron knows his techniques.
But to me, he's a traditional.
He's traditional.
Traditional, but still understands.
But you know, Beth was a traditional designer. And but Beth was able to adapt.
Yeah.
And Ace was a traditional designer. Ace was able to adapt.
He's a
really
tropical
well.
Traditional designer, though.
But he was
so
able.
He has a little bit
and
more.
And so
line
when I, but
stuff.
when I'm coming hard on the technique on stuff, I'm not trying to say you know everyone. And so I hope no one's like taking it personally. But I'm saying as a whole.
Oh, I hope you take it personally. This. I want to see you educating yourself to do more than the one style you're doing. Sarah, we are seeing what Sarah's doing.
Gorgeous.
It's lovely. I just saw the whole back of it.
The whole back's a mess, but she hasn't gotten
she
there yet.
Literally, but if you looked at the table, it literally looks like foam
See,
sitting
on
the
on
table.
She's working on the back of it now.
But the foam was just sitting on the
oh,
table.
Oh, was it? Oh.
From like...
Oh, yeah, it does look like that. Ooh, it
ma'am,
does look
I
like
hope
that,
that is plastic wrapped or something.
Or on a
Here's another...
tray or something.
So we are seeing Maurice talk to Rachel and like telling her about her design and whatever. And he gives her the worst advice that ruins her design. She has... color placements that were actually here's the green, here's
yes.
the blah, here's the blah. He comes over and says, well, why do you have this here? And it's the green.
I don't necessarily think it ruins the design. It definitely shifts it in a way that is not as impactful.
The color blocking's gone.
Yeah, the color blocking.
And she, you can tell she was trying to color block with a slight gradient. And was it great? No, because she's got that stupid horn because he gave her a stupid box. But the color blocking is there. And then you go to see it later. And you're missing how beautiful the gradient. The gradient's gorgeous right here. And now he's like...
What he does, I think... Because like I kind of agree in a certain way to what he's saying. The line isn't there currently where she has it, where we're looking at it when he makes it. Like that line isn't there. It does need to be adjusted. But pulling all of that out was the wrong move. And
but
replacing it with...
To me, the line is there because it drips off the table. We're starting here tall.
Yeah,
and then
like
it pulls
going,
you down the
like
table on the other
back.
Side.
I feel like it just needed to come down like 3
I
inches.
I think he was wrong. And I think Matt is wrong. And Maurice is a bad judge.
I think Maurice was wrong too. I'm not trying to get after that. I'm just saying. I think that it did need some adjustment.
And I think that the adjustment that he gave her...
was wrong.
Was wrong.
I agree with you there.
But Maurice's earrings are great. So...
So was that cactus suit.
Kiara is back. She is using bubblegum tulips like they are...
Going out of style.
But like a normal flower shop carnation. They have no purpose. They're yeah. just... In the design, they're not highlighted.
Oh my god, Kiara's design, it's a damn mess, though. We'll get into it in the end of it, but...
we could have reflexed.
We should probably fast forward a little bit, because this is just getting... Oh, well, only 1 minute remaining. Never mind, they're going to get into it. I was going to say, because
this
is just getting
reporting. This is going to be different than our other floral observations, because we're just going in. You can
we don't care as much this season, because clearly HBO did not care as much.
But we want to have a chat with you. So if you agree with us and all of our rantings, comment below. If you don't...
Sound off in the comments, and I'll tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. We are just here to chat as people that do this professionally. Literally, we leave tomorrow
to
represent
compete,
the United States of America.
See, here's the deal. Rachel and Sarah's designs, I actually really like them. And like Rachel's, even though she doesn't have that... oops, too far.
So let's get...
Even though... Yeah, let's try to get right
we're
gonna where
get
it's up
to
on
the
that.
Designs so we can pull them up. And we'll get into it because there's some stunting things and then there are some... not stunting things. Eh?
It's very sensitive.
I've noticed.
Just back a little bit.
Too far. We're just going
to
let it
we'll
go
get
from
to
there.
It.
Get
ready.
Sarah's design, although that green of that foxtail fern or whatever fern that
Rachel?
Is. Yes, I mean Miss Rachel's design. I love them both. So, you know, the two designs that I love.
They're both stunning.
Stylish. Although it's not as successful, too early of a pause, as the fern was, the bunny tails in there are still cute. And she does still element that it was trying to give. It would have been way better with the green up there than that orange, for damn sure.
So you're pruning or blooming?
Oh, I'm blooming. I think it's cute.
I'm blooming the original design, not this one, because the color gradient is still there, but she's gone. Whole green side that she removed
would have been so good.
Was stunning.
And the anthurium that was up in there, too.
This is fine. This design is still beautiful. However, I don't think the horn... tootie booty, like bunny tails.
I love bunny tails, so it always gets me going.
You're addicted to them. I think they're fine. They give a fun energy, but they don't tie to the design, so they reinforce what Maurice was complaining about.
Agreed.
Even more.
So Miss,
I bloom it
as well.
Miss Sarah.
Miss Sarah's. You know what? I am actually going to. No. I'm just going to bloom it. I thought maybe for a second I might should bloom it. Because she is really pretty.
It's very
But
stunning.
Like, there's things that do take me back a little bit. But as a season 2, episode 1, this is what I want to see, girl. This is what I want to see. What a beautiful start. The magnolia buds. Oh, they get me. They're so beautiful. I lived on a street called Magnolia for years. And it was covered in magnolia trees and like... I always go wild when I see magnolia, and it also has the wild garlic, the little woo woo woop scapes on it, and I love those the little you know mini wild allium garlic scapes. I think she did a great job. It's dynamic. It's fun. It's a feast for the eyes. I travel through it.
I bloom. I'm a bit more stickler than Matt. I'm a little bit harder than Matt. I've just been competing longer.
Girl, with everything else this season, I'm obsessed with this.
I really love this. There's things that... I bloom this. However, the, like, wired-on leaves, they got to go.
They do. Those leaves up on that branch, what are they doing there?
I don't know. I can't tell you, looking at this, other than the one bird, what was in the box. It was supposed to be an emphasis of what was in their box. And I would not be able to tell you whose box this was or what she was designing.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I'm blooming it because it's beautiful. I think the judges and some of these challenges are nonsensical. But, like, them leaves that are just bound on.
That needs to go,
They got to go. Because they don't face beautifully. They're too heavy on the stems. You literally could have taken some of these smaller thistle and done the same thing if you really want extra blooms.
But I don't think it needed it.
It didn't
at all.
Need it. Some of the foxtail, I don't know the timing of how long they actually do this, because this is reality TV, baby.
I don't mind the browning of some of the foxtail.
The foxtail browning, I don't mind if there was other, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah,
but
here's what I'm
going to
say. For the foxtail to be browning, what I would really love is like one or two little tufts of the stifa that's like in the rest of the arrangement over in that.
Airiness.
And it would carry that like that browning, that little
this
bit of lightness over there.
Like that's its own thing where all the rest of the design is very cohesive. And I think that's
But we're talking about this one way too long. But Sarah, no, it is gorgeous. We love it. It is.
We are going to talk for however long we want. You can skip forward. You can go back. But Sarah, you killed it, baby. Boom, bloom.
Bloom. Next we have, this is Jimmy's. This is Jimmy's. I'm not going to try it went too far in my thing, but we're not going to go back on it because all I have to say is Jimmy's was a goddamn mess. Jimmy, baby, I know your box was a mess, but the design was a mess too. There was no focals. It was just a big floof of gay, which I guess that is exactly what the box was.
Yeah.
But like, let's see some editing. You don't have to use everything in the box. And so it's a prune for me.
I'm going to prune it. It's just a traditional, basic mass arrangement to me. You have the grass to the side, which everyone loves, whatever. I think people are starting to get tired of pampas grass unless it's got color. Or as, like, the really beautiful, like, thinner ones that are a little bit more solid. So you can get colors and stuff. There's better ways to use it. You got an unfortunate box, baby. The second you have the option of two stylish people and then like a weird circus clown, which I relate to. You all know I'm a crazy circus.
That's the fact that Simon's boxes were like the last ones, you know, like the ugly stepsister of the whole thing. I'm like, the audacity.
But I feel like there could be a scaredness of, you know, he has style, so his stuff might be more difficult to work with, or you'll be afraid to use it. But it's a prune. I don't need to talk about it. She's traditional. She's boring.
Next, we'll move on to Kiara's, and I'm just going to right off the bat, Perun! This shit is ugly. I am sorry. It is two designs in one. She decided she was going to do one side, these dyed blue carnations, and the cotton candy, bubblegum, tulips, with some, it's like some dyed, bleached and dyed tree fern, I think.
I think so. It looks too stiff.
It's not Stifa, and it is way too stiff, and it's so long, and it's gross.
Yeah.
And the other side is this, like, Grevillea and, like, Solidago clusterfuck.
Very, like, small town flower shop. I'm using
totally
texture.
But then she's like, ooh, but there's good flowers here, so I'm going to put three anthurium in here, too.
But obviously the foam didn't hold up because she got dead flowers.
And here's what because the foam didn't hold up because it didn't have a reservoir, because she put it in that damn armadillo shell, mm-hmm. which isn't even on display. Cannot even see it. And here's the other thing that pisses me off about Miss Kiara's design, is that she put this one piddly ass thing of Oasis wire going through the center. This one piddly ass thing that isn't even like curled well or like have nice movement to it. It literally just looks like it was janky bent up in her hands. Like she just went and put it in there. And then she took butterflies that had been pressed, dried and pressed in a frame and tried to glue them onto the thing like there would be some movement. Now, No. You know what we do not do is take dried and pressed ones. We take ones that have been
preserved properly.
Because, because this isn't her day job. She may not know what she's talking about, but it's clearly evident here. Because anyone in their right mind who knows what they're talking about would know that you can't take something dried and preserved, flat and pressed, and think that you're going to get anything dimensional out of it. And just the level of disrespect to the product usage, for me, you should have been eliminated.
So, welcome to my side of the sack. it's a lot to look at. It is a prune. The anthurium are one of the most face-focused flowers in the whole industry. And so you have to be aware of how it faces. And having some go this way and then that way and then face this way and then down, it's distracting. And so, like, even having the two anthurium in the front go the same direction or face the same way.
And then this guy on the side and then that.
Yeah. The wire does not have a texture to it unless you buy the diamond wire. So gluing with Oasis glue, there's nothing to grip to very easily. And so mechanically, that makes no sense. I have a lot of mechanic issues, but also I have placement issues. The blue product is beautiful. We have worked with the VIP Essence stuff before.
I love a good dyed blue product.
This stuff is very,
with the exception
quality.
Of like the plain blue carnations that she has used here. I like the ones that are a little bit more dynamic. The ones that have a little bit of gray in them too, or a little bit of purple in them
the thing,
too.
She has paint.
Yeah.
She could have touched them with like, but there's a clump of this weird piney tree ferny grass with no color variant through it. And then it kind of is just like a collar of color. And it's just...
it's ugly.
All on the same lane. I'm going to prune it. It's really... it is unfortunate looking. Unfortunately. Miss Melissa... I'm going to start with this one because
you went
in real hard. I am going to soft prune this. Beautiful product. But like the items other than the glasses are just laid there. They're just there. This is one of the few times that we actually see the like the box products. The glasses were very well done, but the sides take away from the actual detail of the glasses. All the flowers are just there. They're not designed in a way, so it's just massy clumpiness. That being said, they're a little bit better. We do see dead flowers in the bucket. It's fine, but it's only a very soft prune because I need more. It's just, I took this armful of flowers and put it into the bucket.
You're going to soft prune. I'm going to soft bloom because of, there's a few reasons. Although there are the issues that you spoke about some product mishandling and things like that. This is like, you can kind of see where Melissa's talent in the fact that she normally does these like elopement weddings like and like the smaller scale stuff or like photo shooty things, because this is very it's staged well.
Yeah.
And I do love the way that it's staged. It is staged to be, it's more than just an arrangement. And you know what? I'm kind of here for that. It is the full bloom. Like, it's the full package. It's not a bloom here. It's not a bloom. It's a very soft bloom. But what I'm telling you is, like, she went above and beyond. Like, it's something a little bit more.
Yeah.
Do I think it's fully successful? No. But she tried. She attempted. She made the effort. And for, it's honestly, for all the exact same reasons that you took off or the issues that I have, but instead of a soft prune, I'm going to give it a soft bloom. I love the fact that she went and took that hammered vase, and although it doesn't necessarily go with it, it's on it's upside down and being used as like a pedestal to hold that little tray. Like, it's just, she, although it may not be fully successful, I love, like Kristen last season, there's creativity there.
Yeah.
Like, there's something, she's making an effort to push it, and I'm always down for that.
I see where you're coming from, and I do appreciate that, but the most focal thing that you're commenting on was not in her box.
I'm aware.
We love you, Miss Melissa. Like, youbomb.com.
But from a design competition, I want to see someone step their game up.
Yeah.
And that, to me, she took an extra step on the thing. So, like, that, to me, I like it. I saw it.
I like that they have to present them, because your mechanics actually have to do stuff. Like,
yeah.
They don't show all of them bringing them to the table, so you know that there's some, like, I'm going to shift in, tuck things in. But I like Michelle's, or I love the glasses. Melissa's glasses are always awesome. Her personality's cool.
I would love to be Melissa's friend. From this show... Like, from what I've gathered of Melissa, like, okay, girl, yeah. Like, let's me and my husband and you and your wife sit down and have some cocktails. We'd have a blast, I'm sure. I also love, like, I know it's not, like, really focused, but, like, she took that pocket watch that was given to her kind of last minute in the whole thing and nestled it. It's not, like, focused well. It could have been done way better.
That pocket watch was in her box.
Oh, I thought he gave it to her separately.
No,
he pointed it out.
Have this.
She literally never mind.
Laid it in the arrangement.
Strike that. Strike
it's
that.
Literally laid.
I thought he like gave it to her extra,
no.
And she was like, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna put it here." Strike that.
Back it up. Back this whole train up.
Beep beep beep.
Another important thing about floral competition in this sense is,
yeah, the shit on the side of the glasses is so unnecessary though.
In a competition like this, I think it's very important. I love having this microphone this time. It's very important to be a good storyteller sometimes. You can make the ugliest nonsense on the face of the earth, which this is not.
No.
This is not. But if you can story tell, ooh, she goes straight to
that. She does that with the whole thing about the time, the clock. I set the watch hands to my wife when we got married.
Smart move. I love it. However, if you can, like, be the first girl to cry
if you're
also.
If you're making Simon come give you a hug and, like, get all emotional.
You're the first.
Good job,
like,
girl.
You, the LGBTQ crying, they're the first one to cry in the whole season. Get
cheers,
the tears.
Cheers. We love a queer that cries.
Baby,
cheers.
There's always a spot on the sack for you.
But
we
then Jimmy
you.
Walks up, speaking of queers that are crying.
Oh,
Jimmy
no.
Walks up and immediately looks like he is like crying before the judges even talk to him. You can tell. It's like, baby, get your nerves.
My wackadoodle box. That is exactly what it is.
It was a wackadoodle box.
The feathers,
and you know what? I think he did try to take it in stride. Like, it is a mess of a box, girl, though.
The crazy part is there's great product in it, floral-wise. However.
Also, what a handsome man, can I just say? He has, like, husky eyes.
Yeah.
The wire.
Sure.
The wire. Again, with the wire.
Do you think that people just don't see Oasis wire that often, that don't design? And that's why they're like, I'm going to use some of this. Like, serious question. It seems like there are mechanics.
Because it's not used in wedding work a lot, and a lot of these people just do, like, event work.
Or Instagram work. Like, you're not seen in Instagram stuff. Because there are Instagrammers that this is their style, and this is what they do. It's, like, a massy ball, and then, like, a fluff on the side. I see her all over the internet.
Oh, I seen her, too.
But, like, the weird rose orb situation, like, orbs of stuff is interesting. Because that's old to me. The orb of roses. It's very LA. What he does... has L.A. chunks in it.
Also, that color of rose that he chose does not go with a single other...
Not a single thing, baby. You could have done a yellow, a purple, a single tonal quality. Like... I would have
a blue. Imagine a blueberry rose in that with those pheasant feathers. A blueberry rose up in there. Oh, that would have been it. Those pheasant feathers. Oh, now we've moved on to Sara's critiques by the judges.
She's stunting. She is so
gorgeous. I love the dark ranunculus with that stifa grass field there. Mm.
Here's the thing: their flowers are so curated, and they spend so much money on them. They better be stunning. And then by the time you use it, it's up to you to keep it stunning. I would have kept maybe the natural edges of the equisetum
instead of cutting it
because it's a natural log, but them leaves just
what I love about
and
this,
some of them are missing from the original picture.
Yeah, what I love about this design is that it's such it is a journey. She's got the hornet's nest in there. That was in her box. That is in there. She's got the bird. It's just a journey. I love it.
I would love to lay our very good friend Molly Faye Floral in this and shoot her in this with her ears and stuff. It's got a very earth friendly, like we would design it a little bit different, a little bit more mechanically different, but like it has that ethereal Faye.
I'd love to see a little bit more levels to certain things, but she's on
her. I think that's what she tried with the leaves to really pull you there, and it just was too heavy.
I want
to
see that with florals instead.
Oh, Miss Kiara.
Simon said, Miss Kiara, will you walk us through what you were trying to create? Oof, sis.
I appreciate
not good.
Doing a dual side arrangement, but it's difficult to do if you don't know how to do it.
And this is not it.
This ain't it. It's a lot. I do like that they try to find nice things to say. They try to sandwich.
Well, and Elizabeth does a good job, and she even says, like, I like arrangements that do have two personalities that, you know, start here and then you can go over here, but, like, I want to see, let's see where that personality blends a little bit, and that's, there's no blending here.
There's also a weird collection, a lot of people that do one-sided or three-quarters. Almost every designer.
Well, it says half these girls are Instagram-only girls, so they only ever have to do one-sided or three-quarters because that's all the photo shows.
People like Kanan does a lot of one-sided or three-quarter, and I just don't design that way. I don't think, like, even when it's supposed to be one-sided,
I want it to look, there's, I usually make things with a focal point to look at, but I also, it has to be beautifully visually interesting from every... Yeah. Point of view, because what if you know you got a round, you got a 32 inch round? Come
Rachel,
on,
Rachel, baby. I love her. She's the type of style and energy I want to exude, just like a cool girl.
Yeah, I want to hang out. I want to have her over for like a smoke sesh.
Rachel, baby, there's also a spot for you on the sack. We'll find you a spot on the sack. The hair stunting, but also you can read her face at some times.
Girl,
she's got a face like you. Where it's like, if she ain't having it, she ain't having it. She gonna let you know with her eyebrows. Or like, just like a slight smirk. And I appreciate that. Because Rachel, I feel like they're Sarah, Rachel, and Melissa are not trying to be famous. They're not trying to be reality TV girls.
They're just trying to be themselves and make the best stuff that they can make.
But a lot of these others are. There's a bunch that are not also. It's a weird mix of people that are like, I'm on TV and I'm going to ham it for the TV. But like, ooh, Miss Sarah wins.
Penny magic.
So Miss Sara, as Simon says, wins the challenge. Totally deserved.
Totally.
She was a level above
100% deserved it. And Melissa came in second, which I also kind of agree with.
Between her and Rachel for
exactly.
me. I was comfortable and fine.
And third place is Rachel.
Yeah.
So like I am totally in agreement between the two of them to go, you know, second and third.
So we see Jimmy and we see Kiara in the elimination.
And honestly, in my opinion, Miss Kiara should go home because hers is like Jimmy is not it's not the best design,
but finished
like, it's finished. And Miss Kiara, you pissed me off from moment one when you said that you got a day job and you do this shit as a hobby. Get out.
See, that doesn't, it's whatever. There's so many of those. My issue is mechanically and the how it's actually crafted.
Oh, it's trash too.
It's better crafted by Jimmy.
Yes.
But also, she was the team captain that failed.
Exactly. She should go home. Had it been season one, she would have gone home for being the failing
team
captain.
So I think it's very odd. She seems like a lovely lady.
Oh, she seems so lovely.
But like, she's not...
Stick to your day job.
Yeah. Jimmy's cute. He's there to be looked at, and then he's gone.
Bye, Jimmy. We love you. You could probably hang out. You could sit. You can also sit on our sack. It's whatever.
Sir.
But, like, he's fine. He's ma'am. Really sweet. This is the sack. For those that don't know, this is a love sack. You're welcome. Welcome.
But when you say he can sit on my sack as a ma'am, this just became another type of YouTube
This concludes channel. This fascinating first episode. It tells us a lot.
And just like season one, they do the we're going to donate. I do think better than season one. They don't, so far, they haven't lost it. They actually like tell you what they're doing with the things that they
look how much
of
those arrangements fell apart though.
Oh girl, I know it's a mess.
So they deliver the arrangements or the flowers to different organizations. So like if they are giving food or if they're helping people that have housing issues, they will give bouquets with their box of food.
So in season one, they donate the chess pieces to the Boys and Girls Club mm-hmm. that does like all of the chess team and learning for the children, which I think is just fantastic.
And the arrangements are falling apart already.
Which is not fantastic.
No. So that's fascinating. But we want to thank you for joining us for Full Observations. This is Full Bloom Season 2. So welcome
New
back.
New vibe, because we don't give a fuck, just
this
like
is,
HBO.
This is our sack and welcome to it. We will catch you next time for Episode 2. Bye, Floral Friends.
Bye.
All right, that's one down.